All right, Phil Hewlett here. We're going to get started with the second segment in just a moment. But since I've been talking about Constant Contact, you know, you probably have visited our sponsors page and checked out some of our sponsors. The button for Constant Contact has gone through the roof. People are clicking that like crazy, and I totally understand, because if you're in business, you need email marketing. You need to not only gather information about your contacts and about your potential clients, but you need to know what to do with those, and you need to be a smart marketer. And if you're not so smart about marketing, Constant Contact handles all of that for you with the autoresponders, the event management, social media, mobile responsive technology, just to name a few. Constant Contact offers the tools to engage and grow your email marketing list, get measurable results, and be a smarter marketer with Constant Contact. Try their free service right now, their email service right now. Simply visit the sponsors page on our website, click on the Constant Contact button, and get started. Constant Contact. All right, it's Phil Hewlett and friends. I'm Phil. Dale Lopes is here. Gonzo Greg Spillane is here. And we have a show. Actually, adding you...
Allegedly.
Yeah,
allegedly.
Adding you to it makes it an even better scenario. And adding guests and experts and authors and others to the program makes it a great deal better as well. And so what we're talking about now is becoming your own boss. A lot of people do this early on because they have the acumen for that, and they come out of the womb thinking, I'm going to be my own boss. You know, they're to one degree or another, they're the same kind of mentality a guy like, oh, I don't know, Donald Trump is, you know, where they want to be their own man or woman and create some industry and leave a big footprint on the planet. But now there's a whole... The economy has, and just the fact that there are a ton of people my age and older out there who still need to work. Retirement doesn't look great. They didn't save a dollar for retirement. And so now they're thinking, well, dude, I still got to do something, and I'm not going to get hired and make enough money to do anything. So I got to make my own way, start my own business. But what's out there on the horizon for you if you're going to start your own business, if you don't have a marketing degree, maybe you have some expertise? I don't know. It's mind-boggling, isn't it? Now, if you're in this boat, or you know somebody who's in this boat, or you think you might be in that boat eventually, we have an expert here today to help you out. The author of the book, Be Your Best Boss, Reinvent Yourself from Employee to Entrepreneur, Midlife Entrepreneur Expert. I love that. William Seagraves. Hi, William.
Good morning, Phil.
Yeah.
Good afternoon.
Yeah. Now, when you say midlife, you're not talking about nine years or 7 years in and getting an itch about your job. You're talking about people who are in their middle ages, you know, mid to late 40s into the right around 60 or near retirement age, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, the folks I have the privilege of meeting and consulting with, typical age is 45 to 60 at different phases of life.
Yeah.
They're just at that point where they want to make a pivot.
Most people are simply afraid to jump into starting a business at that age or later. Should they be afraid?
Well, you certainly, there's some a bit of caution. You don't want to do it without thoughtfulness. But when people really reflect on where they're at from a career perspective and evaluate whether they're happy or unhappy in their career position, or they have certainty for the next 5 or 10 years to get them to retirement, or the uncertainty that many people are sitting at their desk with, or they've reached the point of being able to retire but not yet done with a career. So I term them retired and inspired. Those are really the three key audiences that I have the opportunity to work with.
Yeah, retired and inspired. I like that. How do you know when you're ready to start a business?
You know, I think there's an internal conversation that goes on. Again, it comes back to they're either unhappy with their current career situation, they're uncertain on where they're going to be in a career this year, next year, or 3 years from now, or they have something internal that's driving them towards a very specific business from a service perspective. Typical situation is, you know, I work with school teachers that have completed that experience and want to move on to something else in life, but they still love that interaction and they want to give back to the community through whether it's tutoring programs or art programs that are no longer available in the schools.
Yeah. Now, for a lot of these people that we're talking about, they are racing toward retirement age. And starting a business means risking money, and in this case, probably your own, right?
In many situations, it is. People look at what it takes to get a business up and running. Dollars are certainly on the table. It could be personal savings. It could be, you know, your house through home equity. It could be using other people's money, or it could be using retirement dollars.
Is it okay from your perspective to dip into those retirement funds?
Well, many of my clients believe that it's the least risky way to fund a business. If you use somebody else's money, generally there's security involved. Your house is on the line. If you pledge your house through home equity, your house is still on the line. If you use up all of your personal savings, there's no additional dollars in case something in life comes and you need to tap into things. So using your future living dollars in the form of retirement becomes a less risky way to fund a business.
Yeah, so a couple of different ways to go, I suppose. You could have your own idea and say, all right, I'm going to do this. Or you can buy an existing business or maybe even a franchise. Do you have a preference, or have you seen more or less success on either side of the coin here?
Well, all three of them apply, and the folks I start or consult with can choose any of those. Starting a business from scratch for somebody that's mid-career tends to be something that's less attractive. There's a little bit more risk, unless it's really a continuation of their talent from a business perspective. Somebody that's been in the business and now is looking just to step away from that and duplicate what they already do, then I see the startup situation there. But if somebody's looking to pivot, do something slightly or even substantially different than what they've been doing, then they'll tend to look at acquiring a business or going into a franchise because the startup curve's substantially shorter.
Yeah, and if you do start from scratch, I imagine most businesses don't take off right away. So what kind of advice do you give people to get them to keep their chins up?
Well, a couple of key pieces. One, picking the right business is an important aspect. I find that people that are looking at the product or a service specifically and how kind of sexy that offering might be, they're missing the boat from or potentially missing the boat from the perspective of what's the day in the life of a business owner. I coach people, you want to effectively, you know, test drive if you can find a way to do it, or ride along in the van to get a sense of what your day-to-day experience is. Find a business that you're motivated to get out of bed, do the things that you love, but do it in a situation where you can make money is really the best business. So in my situation, having the opportunity to consult with folks day in and day out about their dreams and aspirations, that's what feeds my motivation to be there every day.
Right. There's your motivation. That's great. But what do we go to if we're the guy that stuck our neck out and started this business at the age of 55 or whatever? What things can we do to motivate ourselves, like daily affirmations, or what do you recommend?
Well, daily affirmations, surround yourself with positive folks that can give you sound business advice and allow them to be a bit of the filter so that they can help you ignore the negative stuff that may not really apply. Many people go into business and they find themselves very much alone initially. And it's important to, whether you have a professional mentor or a partner or a spouse that can be there for you, keep you grounded at some level.
Yeah, honesty is important.
Old adage, don't get too high, don't get too low. You're going to have ups and downs in a business, and it's a matter of continuing to work the plan, so to speak.
Yeah.
Should you farm out stuff like that you don't get? Like, you know, you spin off a business, you leave a career, and now you're doing something that's similar, but now you've got the talent for maybe the creative side of the business, the your passionate part, but you've got all this other stuff that you have to deal with. You have to deal with bookkeeping and stuff like that. Should you pour yourself into learning that, or should you find people to help you with that?
Well, delegation is absolutely important. I would not have been successful if I tried to do it all myself, and there was times where I tried to do it, and I see my clients deal with that very same issue. Mm. I truly believe a personal assistant is the number one person you should offer or should hire. Somebody who can take the day-to-day, whether it's personal things like getting your dry cleaning done or scheduling or filtering your email. Financial, I'm an engineer, so I'm a very analytical mind, but from day one, 20 years ago, I've never wanted to do my own accounting. I always thought that that was something that somebody's better else suited to do, and then I get the benefit of just being able to evaluate what those reports are.
And I know for sure I'm good at one thing, screwing up the books.
Exactly.
William Seagraves is the author of the book, Be Your Best Boss, Reinvent Yourself from Employee to Entrepreneur. The book is available in the store right now on our website at philhewlettandfriends.com. And, sir, you have a website as well. As I know there's the one for your small business funding company. It's what is it? It's Catch Fire Funding, right?
Catchfirefunding.com for the business. For the book, it's yourbestboss.com.
Ah, gotcha. Beautiful to talk with you, sir, and thanks for all the advice. We're ready to go and risk everything.
Yep. Thank you. Have a good afternoon.
Look at see, that's his advice. Yep. Yeah, go for it.
Yeah, risk it all. Yeah.
Go ahead. Yeah. Go ahead and risk it all. Yeah, I'll see you later.
Take a fly on it. Go ahead.
Wow. All right. Coming up in a moment, there's what in your water supply? All right, I'll just let you think about that for a second. While I tell you about Heat and Cool, this is the company that's going to cool off your house in these hot, sweaty summer months because they are the number one company. You didn't know this unless you listen to this show, but the number one company for heating and ventilation systems. And they bring you the best product in the world at the best prices possible. They're efficient. And unlike other companies, there's not going to be somebody coming to your house and try to sell you something you don't need. You go to their website, fill out the form about the size of your house, and they pair you with the product that's perfect for your house, the heating and cooling system. And then you hire a guy locally, a guy that you know, that you can talk to people. Yeah, I like this guy. He's worked, or, you know, great guy, worked on something else at your office, and he'll do a side job for you. You know how that works. Got the whole deal figured out. They ship it over to you. They ship it the same day in almost every case when you order, and then you get a hassle-free 365-day return on all purchases. They'll work with your technician, and down the road, if something goes wrong, they'll work with somebody who's going to come over and fix it. And again, you have that 365-day no-hassle return. So Heat and Cool, check them out on our sponsors page. Click on their button. Make your house nice and cool for the rest of the summer. Make sound like a plan? Good.
Yep.
All right. Now, we all know that there are a couple of states in this country where recreational marijuana is legal. Gonzo, I know you're fully aware of which states those are. Which are they?
What are you implying exactly?
Oh, nothing. Nothing at all.
What are you implying, dude? No. So the small town of Hugo, Colorado.
Oh, that's one of them. Okay.
Yes. Yeah, Colorado on the forefront of recreational marijuana use.
Yep.
But usually that's something you would choose. You're like, okay, I'm going to get high. Yeah. And you can there.
Right.
However, if you live in Hugo and you pour a glass of water, you might actually get a buzz. The water system there, they found the main psychoactive ingredient in marijuana in the water supply, that being THC.
Oh.
It's coming out of your faucet. Maybe you need that water filtration thing if you're in...
Not. Maybe you just drink it straight.
Maybe you just straight out of the tap if you're there in Hugo. Authorities notified the town of about 800 people, not a big town, that you should not drink, cook, or bathe with the water. Then they downgraded the warning a little bit. They said, okay, shower, brush your teeth, do laundry, but maybe still not drink it till we figure out what's going on.
Yeah, maybe when they mix the THC with some of the other industrial chemicals and solvents
that are
and so
probably
on
in the water, right, exactly.
Wow, I wonder what that could do some, I mean, think about the hallucinations.
Timothy Leary is moving to Hugo, Colorado, apparently.
Yes, back from the grave.
The tests, they say, began after complaints. There's not been any clarification as to who complained or why they complained. I mean, did you have a glass of water and just suddenly want a bag of Cheetos? I don't know. They looked around. They said one of the well houses for the well system there in town showed signs of forced entry. So they're thinking, did somebody, you know, spike the water supply?
Yeah.
But they say the amount of THC required would have been, I'm quoting, financially ludicrous for anyone to do this as a practical joke.
Yeah. Some of these medicinal and recreational marijuana guys are a little more militant than perhaps they need to be.
Maybe. I don't know.
Does that make any sense that they would do something like that?
The scientists on the case say it's probably a false positive from the test kit, and so they're going to do smart
tests. Total random and coincidental.
Yeah,
and the fact that it happened in Colorado.
Well, they say, like in college towns, in the water supply, like during finals time, there's much more like
residual ADHD and Prozac and stuff in the water during that time.
Oh.
But that's usually on the back end of our water system in terms of where it's going into sewage. So that's where we get, you know, very happy, relaxed fish.
Because
they're, you know, like, hey, thanks for the
Prozac. Yeah, because when you take all of those things, if you don't take them right, the body doesn't absorb most of the active ingredients, and you poop it out, and
it goes into our sewage system. But, I mean, our water system is a closed loop. And I've said this before. This is why I believe people down in Florida in the South are all crazy, because everybody's downstream from someone.
Yeah.
And so a lot of their water supply has already run down the North American continent and gets down there. And by the time those people are drinking it, I'm sorry, but you people are nuts.
You want to know who else is crazy, Gonzo?
Yes, I do.
Musicians.
Well, that's crazy or creative, which is it?
Well, but both. It could be a good kind of crazy. Billboard magazine has a couple of new reports that share four very bizarre health trends that musicians are buying into these days. You want to know what they are?
Because I want to do. I want to be like Slash.
I want to do number two, whatever it is.
All right, Katy Perry, Eminem, Courtney Love, Robert Plant, Simon Cowell, Juliette Lewis, David Bowie, Kanye. David Bowie, not so much anymore, but Kanye and members of the Grateful Dead are all into bite massages.
What?
This is a massage therapist who's paid to bite your back and charges $150 to $250 bucks an hour to do it.
Jeez.
Bite massages.
Okay.
You know who'd be into that? It'd be Marv Albert.
Yeah.
Wow, good pull.
Yeah. Way to go.
20 years ago?
Yeah. Right. Yes. Yes. Yeah. Ouch. Yes.
And one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I think I'm okay with that. Yeah. Sure. All right.
Apitherapy. This is putting bee venom on your skin as an anti-inflammatory and anti-aging thing. The stars that are into this include Kanye West, Kim Kardashian, and Gwyneth Paltrow.
You see, that's a crowd I don't want anything to do with, so I'm out on that one.
Now, here's one, and then maybe it makes sense, because these guys, for whatever reason, will never die. Ron Wood and Charlie Watts from the Rolling Stones are into this. Cocoa sniffing. Basically, you snort cocoa, and apparently it gives you a jolt of energy. And that totally makes sense, right?
They allow her to do that?
Her?
No, I'm just joking.
Cocoa. Oh, God.
Oh, my bad.
You're way down the road ahead of my humor detector.
You're getting a ticket for that one.
I haven't stopped at that sign yet. Doctors say putting anything up your nose is a bad idea. And here's the last one. Pink, Alanis Morissette, Common, and somebody named Haim. I don't know who that is. Are into something called moon dust. It's a plant-based formula that they add to their smoothies and coffee, and it increases their sexual energy and their brain power.
Okay.
This requires a smoothie? Because, again, then I'm out.
Jamba juice, here I come.
Pink? Put it in vodka?
Alanis Morissette? That's pretty smart people.
I think I'm glad I chose number two.
Yeah. Gosh, you take those smoothies too much, you'll have to go number two.
Number two, yeah.
Manny the movie guy.
Yay.
Is about to get all geeked out over one of the big movies opening this weekend. Can you guess which one?
I think I have an idea.
Yeah? He's coming up in just a few moments from now in the next segment of Phil Hewlett and Friends. Here's a great idea for your next outing. A cruise of the L.A. Harbor on a Spirit Cruises yacht. Whether you have a large party, a company outing, wedding reception, a reunion, or you need the perfect setting for a romantic evening, Spirit Cruises offers everything you need to relax and enjoy your time on the water. For a limited time, enjoy Sunday brunch at Portsacall Waterfront Dining right next door. And the first Spirit Cruises Harbor Cruise of the day is free. For more information, call 310-548-8080 or visit spiritmarine.com. I want to tell you about a spectacular dining experience. It's Portsacall Waterfront Dining, award-winning service and cuisine with a view of the dynamic L.A. Harbor from every seat. Enjoy daily sunset specials as well as the South Bay's best champagne brunch. The outdoor harborside patio is a perfect setting for happy hour every weekday from 3 to 8. Portsacall Waterfront Dining. For reservations and directions, visit portsacalldining.com or call 310-833-3553.